Welcome to Jean and Mike do the New York Times crossword.
Hi, I'm Jean.
And I'm Mike. And today we are doing the crossword for Thursday, March 14th, 2024. So, on what might be the Ides of March, or very close to it.
Very close.
Very close. Did you do the crossword?
It's the Ides of March Eve.
Yes, indeed.
I did do the crossword.
On the Ides of March Eve. Good.
Yes.
And how'd you find it?
Well, I was amazed how fast I did it.
Mm-hmm.
For a Thursday, which is often tricky, I got through it pretty quickly.
Hmm.
It was an enjoyable puzzle, though. I really enjoyed doing it.
I did it in 3 minutes and 14 seconds.
Whoa. I bet some people did.
No, I was just inventing that number because of the theme.
Oh,
and because of the day.
Uh-huh. I see.
Yes, there's no way I could do any crossword in 3 minutes and 14 seconds.
But I bet some people did do it that fast.
And then they probably... I mean, what I often do is after I finish the crossword, I'll go back and sort of savor some of the details that I glossed over.
Mm-hmm.
I find that a very fulfilling sort of activity.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
A very distinctive grid.
Oh, you bet.
At first, I thought it was like a robot.
Oh.
Sort of like eyes at the top. Oh. Apparently a goatee in the middle because all evil robots have got goatees, but that was not a goatee.
No, it was not.
It was a pie.
It was pie.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, pie. The Greek letter.
Right. As possibly properly pronounced by the New York Times. And I say that only with a little bit of bitterness because I do their connections puzzle. And one of the clues this morning had moo, and that was supposed to be mew. Everyone knows that that moo is not how you pronounce the mew of the Greek alphabet.
That's right.
So they probably pronounced this pie instead of pie. That would be my guess, but so
I
anyways,
think so.
I'll recover from my connections fiasco. But
good. Good, so, but yes, we see a big pie right in the middle of the grid, and the there are three answers inside that pie.
Incidentally, before we go any further, I think we should clarify for listeners, since this is a podcast. That's the Greek letter pi we're talking about. You probably picked that up from the previous conversation. It is not a picture of a pie like lemon meringue.
No, it's the Greek letter pi.
Just wanted to make sure.
And there are three answers within that pi symbol. And the middle one was the kind of revealer clue, 33 down, an irrational reason to celebrate. And, of course, that was Pi Day, which is today. Do, 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 do.
Yes.
So, and it seemed like there were more than just these two answers that related to Pi Day, but there were two very long down answers that do relate to Pi Day. The first one was three down. The scientist who notably passed away on 33 down, or Pi Day, and that was Stephen Hawking in 2018.
Mm-hmm.
He died. And the other one was 11 down, a scientist who was notably born on 33 down, or Pi Day, in 1879, and that was Albert Einstein.
Yes.
Isn't that amazing?
Mm-hmm.
Both related to Pi Day.
I just wonder if there are any other scientists, but they had to reject them because they couldn't fit in the grid.
Well, I don't know.
When was Charles Darwin born, anyway?
Uh-huh. It seemed like there was another scientist. Oh, yeah, there was a mathematician, 29 down. Mathematician known for the constant E, which is not pi, but E is 2.71828, and that was Euler.
Euler, mm-hmm.
What is it?
I believe it's pronounced Euler.
Well, you have the background in math, so I will defer to you.
Well, not always a good idea, but but you're right. I mean, that's just happened to be another sort of mathematician, but
yes.
It's not really related to pi.
No. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so that was the theme, and I thought it was rather clever.
Yes.
And yeah, this was a fun solve. There were some words that I had to think about for a little bit before I figured them out, but not too long. I got through it pretty quickly.
Well, good.
11:51.
Wow. I did it in 14:30.
Mm.
But That's all right. I'm in no rush.
I'm
trying to think what was...
One that stumped me for a bit, 20 across, colorful language, and that was purple prose.
Yes.
So that one, I don't know that I've ever seen that in the puzzle, but...
I think I have. I don't think that's a debut.
Okay.
Now, allow me to go to xwordinfo.com, where I will be completely disabused of that notion. Let's see. No, in fact, there were no debuts in this crossword.
Okay. Another interesting one I found was 30 across, world capital noted for its French colonial architecture. And that was Hanoi.
Yes.
Vietnam, which I guess was a French colony at one point, but I didn't realize that it had a lot of French architecture in it. So I thought that was rather interesting.
I wonder if they influenced the names of the cities. I wonder if that's supposed to be pronounced Hanoi.
Hanoi, yeah.
But
I don't know. So I thought that was pretty interesting.
Yes. They had 21 across, radar gun stat for short. I had MP and immediately wrote MPG.
Oh.
It's like miles per gallon. So then I corrected myself.
Good.
One across, pair on a schooner is masts.
That's right.
So I had to pause briefly to figure out if I was pronouncing schooner right.
Yeah.
I will not pronounce it as schooner. Schooner later I'll make that mistake though. I just know it. 34 down, CAPTCHA targets are spam bots.
Right, yeah. That was an interesting one.
Yes.
And the one right next to it, 35 down, one might center around being unprepared for a test. And that was bad dream.
Yep.
Did you ever have a bad dream that you weren't prepared for a test?
Or I was like 12 hours late for one.
Right. That was always my dream, that I missed it.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I wasn't prepared, but that I overslept.
Right. Mm-hmm. 22 down. Who said, courage is knowing what not to fear? That was Plato.
Yes.
And by the time people figured out what he was really saying when he said that, they were probably like overrun by some enemy and very afraid.
Right.
It's like, okay, let's... I'm trying to think what else was interesting here. 35 across, or I'm sorry, 15 across. Gotcha. I went for aha, but it was oh-ho.
It was oh-ho, right. Yes.
And that second O helped with 8 down, b-ball, which is hoops.
That's correct.
I'm eventually going to learn that word. They just have to run it about 10 or 15 times more in within a month, let's say, and then it will start to sink in.
Now, I don't know the answer to this, but the clue on 55 across was, what professional tennis has been in since 1968? And the answer was open era. I did not know that answer. I had to get it through the crosses. But open era, I'm not sure what that means exactly. But
maybe that means that they started doing the opens. You know, because isn't there like a tennis open?
I think, yes, like the U.S. Open,
right,
or the French Open.
And this is the open era.
Well, I don't know what that means, open.
Oh, it means I think that anyone can participate. You just sort of like wander in off the street, or you're there in the stands.
I don't believe that is what open means.
No, really. You walk there in the stands, you put up a large racket, and they say, come on down.
Yes, when the person in seat 12C report to court 2.
You will be playing against Vanessa Williams. Good luck.
Not Vanessa Williams.
No.
Serena,
and let's see, there's another one though.
Yes.
But it's
Venus.
Not, Venus. Okay, yeah, I was Vanessa. Going for Venus.
Yeah.
I was close.
Vanessa is an actress.
That's right. You will be playing against Venus Williams, and you will be killed in one shot. Well, I did worse with that because I started off and I had open, and I thought, open bar.
Oh, yes, professional tennis has had open bars since 1968, I'm sure. Well, perhaps we have some tennis buffs out there that can explain what open era actually means.
I still like the open bar idea.
Well, actually, I'm sure it doesn't mean that.
You know, and then I got the R and the A, and I went for open bra, and I'm like, this is getting worse. So I did not do well. I think this is why it took me much longer than you. I was sort of like inventing hilarious but completely wrong answers.
Were you especially like tired when you did this?
No, I saw open. I thought open bar. Not sure what got me to that, but what got me out of that and into open era was things like 52 down relatives of berets. Were Tams.
That's correct.
And 51 down blank major was Ursa.
That's correct.
So that's sort of, I mean, that's how I you know, I had the R and the A, and so like I said, open bra, but then eventually I realized it was Albert Einstein and not Albert Steuben, one of Albert Einstein's colleagues, a little lesser known.
Much so, yes.
So.
Oh, another interesting clue I thought was 16 across. Like an obelisk at night, uplit.
Yes.
Uplit. That didn't come to me right away, but I thought, well, yes, usually obelisks are uplit. Like
right.
The Washington Monument.
Oh, yeah, I was going for something like glowing or something sort of spectral.
Obelisk at night, what would it be? Yeah.
I have no idea what 9 across was getting at. It may be thrown by a vaquero, riata. Oh, yes. That's like a rope.
Lasso.
Right. Okay. Yes.
Spanish.
Got it.
Spanish.
And so a vaquero is what? Cowboy?
Vaquero. Yes.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. How do you pronounce that?
Vaquero.
Vaquero. And that's a like a cowboy?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I guess I should have known that. Let's see. I like we had 10 down. Some craft drafts, for short, were IPAs.
That's
and
great.
Then 27 across, part of 10 down, was ales.
Yes.
That was a nice tie in there.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes. Trying to think if we've missed anything critical. Oh, 45 down. Something read by a chiromancer is a palm.
Yes. I had never seen that word before.
I'm amazed that chiromancer is not a debut.
It's not an answer, so it can't really be a debut.
Oh, good point. Well, you know, I think there is some way in Xword Info to actually search clues rather than answers.
Oh, really?
I have to investigate that, because that's certainly not a word that I hear a lot.
No, I've never heard it.
I've never actually had a palm reading. Have you had a palm reading?
No, but I once checked out a book about palm reading from the library.
Really?
Yes.
Mm, okay.
Mm-hmm. So I read up about it, but...
You decided not to go into the biz?
No, I've never had my palm reading.
Jean's palm reading. All right. Well, I think that is it for today.
Okay.
I think we've got most of the salient clues covered here, so... Thanks, everyone, for listening.
Yep.
Just a heads up that tomorrow is Friday, meaning it's going to be Fun Fact Friday, possibly, if you're around.
No, I won't be.
Ah, all right. Well, Saturday is going to be Fun Fact Friday and the increasingly misnamed Fun Fact Friday on a Saturday. But we will be, or at least one of us will be, back again with our cutting-edge analysis of tomorrow's crossword tomorrow.
Bye-bye.